welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We had a great show. We're going to be talking about helping the aging brain. So if you know anybody in your house that may be elderly, this may be just for them. And also, you could use it as prevention for your own self. But before we get all that good stuff out there, we are going to do a devotional. And we're in Acts 16, where it says, "And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in all thy house." Imagine that. If you're the leader of your house, believe in Jesus Christ, you have that power through prayer and being faithful and obedient to save all of your house. Mercy will fall upon your house. Mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this article. We're going to be talking about the aging brain because numerous reports state that dementia is on the rise and affecting younger adults. Recently, in February 2026, the National University of Singapore with Yong Lo Lin School of Medicine reported in February 2026 in the Journal of Science Advances that they discovered that a protein called Silsin Debinding MB-like Transcription Factor 1, or DMF1 for short, is a central regulator of neural stem cells and the activity in our older brains especially. So in other words, we can assist the neural stem cells to regenerate even when age-related neurological damage is present. So we're going to take a look at this and how we can help our brains think clearly, learn more things, retain memory, and live vital lives. Here's a quote from the report. This is National University of Singapore. "A single protein may help aging brains regenerate and could one day protect memory and learning." End of quote. So the research team there believes that when we protect with this protein, DMFT1, this protein can, they say, help protect and restore the brain's ability to regenerate. So the discovery of this protein is a central regulator of a neural stem cell activity, and in older brains especially, and this helps to make brains act like new. So new brain cells, brain acts like new. Here's another quote from the report. "These transcription factors are proteins that control how genes are turning on and off in specific cells. Neural stem cells are responsible for regenerating new neurons, which play an essential role in learning and memory. As people age, these stem cells gradually lose their ability to renew themselves, contributing to the cognitive decline," end of quote. So this research is touching on helping our telomeres, which also are considered an aging marker in the human brain. Here's another report, quote, they said a key factor or focus was how this protein interacts with stem cells affected by telomere dysfunction. So telomeres are the protective ends of chromosomes that gradually shorten each time a cell divides, contributing to cognitive decline. And this shortening is widely recognized as a marker of aging, end of quote. So the research reported that when they restored the DMTF1 protein expression, the brain cells regain the ability to regenerate. So the protein also helps regulate helper genes like ARID2 and SS18, which helps neural stem cells to activate and renew themselves that is needed for learning and memory. The National University of Singapore also adds this, strategies designed to increase DMTF1 levels or enhance its activity could potentially reverse or delay the decline in neural stem cell function linked to aging, end of quote. Now, of course, more study has to be done, according to the halls of science, to determine what molecule they can use to make the drug treatments like this work. Well, let's look at some natural strategies in the meantime. Of course, our Creator has provided us with foods and medicinal plants that can help with human brain recovery and regeneration. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, in their August 2020 report, they listed the following natural nutritional elements. They talked about turmeric. They said it helps suppress or regulate the DMT1 or DNA to help reverse the bad DNA to restore your brain. Astragalus root, they said, contains in the root, it helps to regulate your DNA and modulate the gene expression. Also, ginger root was listed, contains gingerol and other compounds that help protect against DNA damage. Rosemary was listed. It contains carotenoid, which can counteract the effects of certain cancer-driving pathways. They touched on ginseng to regulate your DNA, and particularly in complex herbs, so you can add it to other herbs. Synergistic action is what they were talking about, a synergistic action. Now, foods that also help, a green tea, they said, has polyphenols and inhibit DNA methyltransferase. And also berries and grapes are high in resveratrol, which can reduce methylation and tumor expression. Leafy greens, they say, contain a lot of folate, your vitamin B, that supports proper DNA methylation, your B9. And other vegetables that also protect effects of DNA, you know, just get your vegetables in there, like your broccoli and cauliflower and stuff. Garlic was on the list because of the sulfur combination there. It supports immune modulation, and it also has an anti-cancer property to it. And also your citrus fruits, the compounds in your fruits help reduce DNA damage. So fruits and vegetables, if you get a rich diet with that, like the Mediterranean diet, you'll do really well. I encourage people to, you know, check out that Mediterranean diet. This is just really another example, though, to avoid the processed foods, the GMO foods, the re-engineered foods, there's lots of sugar diets with little to no vegetables, because this will walk you down a path of problems. So you want to have, you know, rich greens, vibrant vegetables, you know, kind of reduce the meats maybe to 4 ounces, you know, nuts and seeds, whole grains and things like that. The Mediterranean diet has all that, avocados, olive oil, the healthy fats are necessary for the brain to function, because your brain is the organ in the body that uses the most cholesterol. Yeah. Now, you're going to find a lot of the herbs we just listed and talked about at Apothecary Herbs. You give them a call at 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And right now you can save during, they have a Memorial Day sale, save 30% on your orders of $100 or more. And that will end the day after Memorial Day. So, you know, stock up and save. Your liquids, your herbal liquids, if they're made properly, have a 10-year shelf life. Your powders, your teas, about 5 years. So, you know, get empowered, get a free catalog, learn about it. Sign up for the online newsletters. They're absolutely free as well. So go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. Go ahead and put a free catalog in your cart and check out for free. Nothing like information to empower you for free. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.